Lenders are not your friends. Let me be clear on this. They're not. Their job and their business is to make as much money as they legally can. And they do this by charging you fees and interest rates. A couple things, just some common sense here. Look, don't go to payday loan places. Some of you are going like, well, I would never do that. But a lot of people go. Don't go there. The interest rate is often a couple hundred percent. Look at it this way. Anything an advertiser markets like crazy, spends millions of dollars on, you shouldn't do. Most everybody now, when they get a car, they lease it. Don't buy it anymore, right, John?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've heard that a lot, yes.
Yeah, and in some countries, they're like, what? But this is what we do in America. And so people go, why do people lease? Well, the main reason leases became so popular in America, this is from a shareholders meeting with General Motors in 1993. The chairman of the board announced to the shareholders that they were no longer in the automobile business, that they were in the lending business, and the quote-unquote vehicle they were going to use was cars. General Motors, by the way, is the largest automobile company in the world. And why do they do that? They do the leases, folks, because many states have what's called usury laws, which means by law you can only charge so high of an interest rate. And when they began the lease programs in the early 90s, the internal rate of return for General Motors was 42% on the leases, which meant it would have been illegal as a loan. So they repackaged it as a lease, which it's true, not a loan, and there is no interest rate because it's not a loan, but the effective return is 42%. So they spend all this money on leases, folks, not to help you out. This is not a benevolent, charitable organization here to make your life better. They're here to get rich, and they get far richer off of the financing they make on leases than if they sold you the cars outright.
Aren't there tax advantages in leasing a car, though?
There can be, but those advantages aren't applicable to the vast majority of people who drive a car. Because most people who drive a car don't own their own business or not self-employed and would qualify for those benefits. And even if they are, there's still better things you can do with it. But yeah, there can be benefits. But here's the kicker. This is where